Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of the Chinese Zeit Balloon. Instead of spy, those have the same vowel sound-ish. I'm Jack, and that is super producer Becca Ramos!
Hello! Happy Friday!
Happy Friday, and a happy Friday to you. Unto you. what's trending is a little bit of a slow news day. Slow news day. I don't know. Some weeks feel like they pick up steam, and other weeks just feel like by the end of it, everyone's just like, I don't know, man. I guess there's like a fucking balloon over Montana. Maybe that's something. And it's one of those days, but we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about this shit. The spy balloon. I highly recommend anybody watch a video of the balloon, and we talk about it more on Monday's full ep, but there's this guy who posted a video, and it just appears to be just like a dot, a fixed point in the sky, which I didn't know that was possible with a balloon. Like, I thought a balloon would be getting blown all over the place, and it just looks like, and that's what, so here, we'll just play a little bit of it. Let me, share my screen with you, unto you. I don't know why I have.
Okay. That's the moon. It's a little fuzzy out here, and it's a kind of a cruddy phone, but it's slightly overcast. But what the heck is that? That's not the sun. And according to my little planet guide, it's not a planet. What the heck is that?
So wait.
There's not really a reference point to tell, like, if it's moving, but the guy says it's completely stationary and it looks like it's just the moon.
So my bigger question is, because I am not a Monday show, why do people think it's a Chinese spy balloon?
Because that's what the U.S. military, the U.S. government has said it is. And then China came out and was like,
no,
it's actually not a spy. It's a passenger or like a civilian weather balloon. But it seems like China's acknowledging that it is from China, and it, like,
oh,
they're saying it blew off course. It's very weird. The video is kind of eerie. But the response from various people online is funny to me, because it's like, you can take this in any direction. Obviously,
yeah,
I'm gonna take it in more of like a UFO direction. I don't think it's a UFO, but I think it's interesting.
It's giving nope. You know, I'm gonna just out of sight, I'm out of mind. It's not over my city. I'm not gonna
Monday's guest,
it.
Yadoye, is like, this Jordan Peele, this is some Jordan Peele shit. But Jack Posobiec said, just posted the video and said, we were bought and sold a long time ago. Welcome to New America. Which I'm like, how do you get there from a video of a spy balloon?
Like we said, Jack, it's a slow news day, and people
gotta
get drummed up about something.
Yeah. But then they're also, anyways, we talk about it more on Monday, but I did have to acknowledge the we were bought and sold a long time ago. True. It has nothing to do with China or this balloon. But yeah, we're owned by corporations and our society is not dictated by the things you think it's dictated by. I think it's dictated by whatever's going to make people the most money. Welcome to New America, motherfuckers. Kyrie Irving, this motherfucker. So we already know, like, he said some anti-Semitic shit earlier in the season, half apologized, came back, and has been bawling out of his mind for the Brooklyn Nets in a way that's like, I don't want to talk about that, you know, because he's a piece of shit. It almost seemed like he was like, you guys, I'm just going to play so well that, you know, I win you back, Nets fans. And this morning, he informed the Nets, like, leadership that he wants to be traded by Thursday. And they're just like, yo, we're like, they're also, like, near the top of the Eastern Conference. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Well, also, will somebody else take him?
I don't know. Probably. Like, probably enough teams are desperate that, like, yeah, they would take him. But what a mess. I feel for Nets fans and Kevin Durant. Apple Watch is trending. Do you wear an Apple Watch, Becca?
Actually, my Apple Watch just recently died, and my mother told me she was trying to get me one for my birthday. And I said, why? What are
no,
you trying
you.
To tell me?
No, thank you.
So, no. I mean, I used to, but yeah. I only bought it for the selfish reason of I was single when I bought it, and I wanted someone to take pictures of me when I was by myself. And you can do the selfie button.
Oh, right.
The from
selfie
the watch.
Button. That's right.
So that is actually the only reason I bought it, and to work out in big quotes. Yeah. But now I have built a healthy workout routine that I don't need the watch to motivate me to go to the gym. I
there you go.
Do it.
I had my watch programmed to be like, get out of bed, you piece of shit.
Wow. And super producer Brian just said smartwatch biometrics don't work for brown skinned people.
Wow.
Then fuck the whole watch. I'm not buying another one of those things.
Well, another thing they're not working for is being able to tell whether the people wearing them are dead or not.
Yikes.
As of September, Apple Watches have come equipped with technology meant to detect car crashes and alert 911 dispatchers. And it's a more sensitive upgrade to software on Apple devices, now several years old, that can detect when a user falls and then dial for help. But the latest innovation appears to send the device into overdrive because it keeps mistaking skiers and some other fitness enthusiasts for car crash victims. So emergency call centers have been like rendered inoperable by this update.
Yeah, because it's like they don't want to decline something that potentially is an accident. But
yeah,
if it keeps happening, what the fuck are they going to do?
Yeah,
oh, man.
It's just there's
during
too much.
Skiing season. Shame, shame.
These technology capitalism
like
corporations
far.
Are not capable of dealing with this shit. Like they are only capable of making the decision that's going to make them the most money. They're not capable of like the power that technology has given them. Like Facebook, like it is not capable of moderating itself, moderating like its platform. These should be public things. You can't run them profitably. You need to like have tax subsidized. Like, I'm not a great fan of like, so give it over to the government and just like allow Big Brother. But like that, this doesn't work. This version where it's just capitalism and the market will determine. It's like, no, it won't. You're just going to keep fucking up things that don't allow like society to function properly. So I don't know.
Yeah, I think Apple Watches are some of the most useless things that they have created. Like, I just truly, I've tried and no. Like, it's just the things that they seem to be supposedly making your life easier have come with more and more difficulty, much like this very specific thing.
Yeah. For me, like, the one thing that I liked it for was the workout stuff. And there are, like, so many cheaper, better products, the better versions of that product on the. So like, I don't know.
This is good
know
to
the
know
argument
though
for Apple Watches.
Because my parents, as they're getting older, I think are looking into getting some to like monitor heart rate and stuff. So I don't know. This is not it. They should go maybe for a more medical device.
Yeah, right. I just turn all my healthcare information over to Apple. John Waters is trending because John Waters, I believe, said that drag shows for children is funny. Like something is a concept that is funny to him. John Waters, famously, you know, a director of movies that seem like they're designed to kill Fox News viewers. Like if a Fox News viewer came across it, they would die. What's your favorite one?
Baby. I know Johnny Depp is like canceled, but that was like one of my first where I was in love with Johnny Depp. That movie is absolute chaos. I don't know how it ever got made.
Well, he like independently financed that. I mean, not like personally, but I think they're I don't think he was like working through the studio system on any of those.
Because you know? Crybaby is such a, I saw clips going viral on TikTok a few days ago and I was like, man, that movie really is batshit. Like I used to, and I watched that as a kid. I should not have been watching that as a kid.
Yeah.
What?
But it's just funny to me that Fox News just found out about him. Like that's going to be, what an interesting, like I think they need to hire him. Like they should do Waters and Waters, Jesse and John Waters. Like have a show together on Fox News and just like inadvertently kill their entire viewing audience with his takes and personality. And then like he gets to control the clips that he cuts away to. And yeah, I think we would see better things for the future of America. All right. Waters on Waters. Use it, Fox News. I don't give you much, but I'm giving you a good idea here. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And we're back. And Austin Butler is apparently planning to stop speaking like Elvis.
Thank God. America can heal.
I don't know. I was watching the YouTube videos. It wasn't that convincing to me. I was expecting him to be like, well, this is what I talk like now. But like, he's always kind of had a...
No, Jack, you have not watched enough of his younger videos.
Okay.
He did not have the Elvis voice. He sounded like a little whiny white teenage boy.
Well, so did all white boys when they were whiny white teenage boys. Like,
for
that's
sure.
what he was.
But now he sounds like Elvis.
Right.
It's crazy.
All right. I guess I need to see the better, like, compare contrast videos. Because the one that I was linked off to is not, I was not like, wow, how does he even look at himself in the mirror?
My favorite thing has been his ex, famously, Jennifer Hudson, his ex, or not Hudson, wow. Vanessa Hudgens, not Jennifer Hudson. That was super wrong. Vanessa Hudgens, they dated for like 8 years, you know, the queen of High School Musical. She's been trolling the comments on all of this, like, reporting with his Elvis voice just being like screaming LMAO, because he did not sound like that for the entirety of their relationship.
Huh.
She was like, I think you should be Elvis. I think you would do a really good job at it. And then he tried to be like, yeah, my friend told me I should go for Elvis, not his ex-girlfriend of 8 years.
Right.
So it's been very fun to watch the demise of the rise and fall of Austin Butler as Elvis.
Well, he's nominated for an Oscar, which is, he's good in the film, I think. And what I don't think is a good film, but I think his performance is like definitely captivating.
For sure.
And that's a hard one to pull off because Elvis is pretty iconic. So it's interesting to see like how because he's just like, I don't. And maybe I'm just Austin Butler brained. I'm Austin Butler pilled because I feel like I'm saying the same thing as him where he's like, huh, I didn't even notice I was talking like Elvis. Thank you. Thank you very much. But he likened it to when somebody lives in another country for a long time because he spent 3 years making Elvis.
Yes, which is crazy.
It's crazy, but it also, I don't know. I also am susceptible to shit like this, like where when I lived in Ireland, like I would catch myself on a word or two and be like, no, don't do it.
But I mean, every kid who studies abroad does this. Like, I feel like that's the running joke of study abroad kids. It's like, oh, I'm sorry. I speak like the Italians. I spent the whole summer in Italy.
Well, yeah, like, the people who like lean into it, which seems like is what's going on here, is he's leaning into the Elvis-ness of it. I fought it with everything that I had, but I also think I picked up a Southern accent after 3 years of living in Kentucky, but I was able to drop that shit real quick. But apparently, like, there are reports from the set of his next big movie, Dune Part 2, his co-star Dave Bautista recently confirmed that Butler dropped the Elvis voice for his performance as Fade Rautha, which, yeah, of course he did. Like, that's such a wild question to ask about an actor. Is he still talking like Elvis in Dune?
There was a lot of memes of, like, people pretending to be his, like, manager or publicist being like, yeah, so, like, can Austin Butler, like, pitch the role, but, like, maybe he's, like, a 1950s singer, maybe Elvis, you know? Like, what if he brought
some, like, rockabilly to this Dune role?
Yeah, like, what if we just, like, took the role and then we just, like, made it an Elvis character?
Right.
Because he just, like, wouldn't drop it. But good to know he's healing.
He's healing, and the world can move forward. Not me, though. I will continue to deny that he ever sounded like Elvis. We'll see at the Academy Awards on the red carpet.
That's true.
What if he just comes with a wild British accent? Like, just...
Well, even when he did SNL, he was doing it.
Oh, he did SNL. Wow.
Yes, well, and he sang, like, an Elvis song at the end to sing off Cecily Strong, who was leaving SNL. That was, like, her last episode. And so, the closing act was him singing an Elvis song to her. And it
just
was like,
as she had always dreamed.
That's
very strange. All right. And finally, George Santos continues to be my favorite liar. I think it's probably part of his lie strategy that he picks lies that everyone's like, well, why the fuck would you lie about that? Like, because the other one that made me suspect this was that he was on like a championship volleyball team at Baruch College in Manhattan, like, which is just, I haven't even been able to like look up if Baruch has a volleyball team, because like there's just something about that claim that is like so just stultifying and like boring that like I can't even bring myself to Google it. But yeah, so this one, this lie that he was apparently going with is that he was one of the producers of a very famous Broadway play. Okay. Like that's, now that's something somebody would lie about, like a con artist would lie about. Which Broadway play? The worst, the biggest failure in the history of Broadway, Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark.
It's like, fine, lie that you're a producer for Broadway, which like for someone who is claiming to hate so many things, I don't know why you would go into the arts, but B, to lie about literally the like Broadway's biggest hole, like Broadway's like ashamed more than anything in the world than this Broadway play, Spider-Man.
It killed people.
People died.
Like, almost
they sunk
killed people.
So much money. Like no one is proud about Spider-Man on Broadway.
Like people didn't like you too after this. They were like, yeah, man, fuck you too. Before this, For our younger listeners, people really liked U2.
People loved U2.
And then they like did this and put an album on everyone's iPhone and everyone was like, what? Go fuck yourself, The Edge. But I don't know. It's great. There's also a sort of genius to it that I like the article in Bloomberg. Like the lead producer, Michael Cole, denied Santos's involvement, saying through an assistant that he wasn't a producer on the musical. Like, yeah, shit.
Something so Googleable, you know?
Right. But I don't know. Maybe they were like, it's harder to check with that who produced it because everyone has just like buried it.
That's from, true.
You know, like there's just like no known producers other than this one person. And then George Santos is like, hey, I'm here
like,
for
actually,
it.
Like, actually, I did it. Because yeah, no one else wants to claim that they were producing that show. I guess that is smart in that sense then.
Yeah.
Pick a show no one likes.
Because he has like other lies that are famous, like common lies. Like, didn't he have a lie that his like mom died in 9/11? Like, people love to claim that like they were there for 9/11 or they were in one of the buildings when the planes hit or like they had a family member who died on 9/11. And like, that's a very mainstream lie. That is a classic lie. but in this case, he kind of swerved on us, and I think it's pretty interesting. Baruch does have a men's volleyball team, so.
But he definitely was not on it.
No, not at all. All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending on this slow ass news day. We are back on Monday with a whole ass episode of the show. More questions about the spy balloon, and you know, theories as to why this story captivated us at this end of last week. Becca, thank you so much for joining. Where can people find you and follow you?
You can find me and follow me at Bex, B-E-C-C-S, Ramos on all platforms.
Amazing. All right, back on Monday. Till then, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves, get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy, and we will talk to y'all on Monday. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.